This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, we continue this message from Acts 23, a standalone message about the resurrection of Christ, where Paul says, I stand on trial because of my hope in the resurrection of the dead. What a statement. Let's continue with a powerful story about saying the words that mean more than anything in your life and eternity. Jesus is Lord. God bless you as you listen.
When you bring up the term Vietnam era now, there's a whole generation of people who don't know what you're talking about. Just a whole generation. And yet, to some of you, when I talk about the Vietnam era, you can bring it back. Jeff Cheadle is a minister friend of mine who's now in, I think, Camarillo, California. He's ministered in Pennsylvania. He's ministered in St. Louis, different parts of the country. And last time I checked, he was in California. He quoted a poem from the Vietnam era written by a woman who was dating a young man in the military during that time frame. That'll help you understand this poem. Here's what she wrote. It's a poem that's going to hit you in the stomach at the end because it's just such a powerful, powerful statement. It goes like this. Remember the day I borrowed your brand new car and I dented it? I thought you would hit the ceiling, but you didn't. Remember the time I dragged you to the beach and you said it would rain and it did? I thought you'd say, I told you so, but you didn't. Remember the time I flirted with all the guys to make you jealous and you were? I thought you might even leave me, but you didn't. Do you remember the time I spilled strawberry pie all over the carpet in your car? I thought you would totally lose it. But you didn't. And remember the time I forgot to tell you that the dance was formal and you showed up in jeans? I thought you might even drop me, but you didn't. There were a lot of things that you didn't do, but you put up with me and you loved me and you protected me. There were a lot of things I wanted to make up to you when you returned from Vietnam, but you didn't. But you didn't. An author commenting on that poem said that's the saddest usage of the phrase, but you didn't, he's ever read. And that's good observation, but you didn't. You didn't return from Vietnam. Why? Because he died. But I'm going to suggest to you that's not the saddest usage of the phrase, but you didn't. It's for a man or woman or young person in this room to stand before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Deliverer, the Redeemer, all the words that Elizabeth at the Reformatory used to describe Jesus uses. And the question comes up, had you given your life to Jesus, but you didn't? Had you confessed his name with your lips, because the Bible says it's with our mouth that we confess that Jesus is Lord. It's with, we believe in our hearts, but it's with our mouths that we say three words, Jesus is Lord. But you didn't. A lot of people on the day of judgment, in my opinion, where it will be said, but you didn't. But you didn't. But you didn't. May that never be said of you or me. But will it be said of you and me that we did say the words that change a man's life or a woman's life? Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. And you can say it with confidence, not because you have confidence in you, but because you have confidence in Christ.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we'll conclude this message with a different kind of story. It's about an 81-year-old aunt of mine who does something for a family member that will really touch your heart. CrossHope.org. That's CrossHope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.